Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Okay, so stoners. Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Great. Stoners. So I have found this new weed, and it is insane because if anybody that really knows me knows that I am literally obsessed with Pamela Anderson. Like, when I was 20, I wanted to be her. Like, it was just like, I love her. And so I'm literally out shopping in Studio City the other day, and I was just, there was the cutest little dispensary, so I thought I'm going to wander in, and I did. And then there at the counter, it's staring back at me, is this little white cute box with a kind of Pamela Anderson on the front, but the weed is called Pamela Anderson. It is truly the best weed I've ever smoked. I mean, it is just it is.
Let me tell you guys something. Tish Cyrus on the Pamela is scary.
It is.
She's
a little
not
scary.
Okay on it. I had to endure 2 full days in Los Angeles with her on the Pamela, and she was scaring me. She's not allowed to have it.
I can't find my lighter.
You're on the struggle bus.
I am on a serious struggle bus because I know I carried one in here. Okay, so anyway, the Pamela Anderson is out of control. And Brandi, she's just like cranky because we were in the car together. But the great thing about the Pamela is you have so much energy, it's insane. And you just think
Too much energy.
I don't know.
It is not okay. She can't focus. She can't stop laughing, which means she can't breathe. She can't speak. Like, it's not good.
It's so much fun. Honestly, it's probably not fun for other people, but it is so fun for me. It's insane.
No.
Okay, well, so Brandi's been here, and we just had the best time.
Did we? Because do you remember it?
I do remember it. Let's tell the stoners about Calamigos.
Oh, I would love to. Although we're giving away our best kept secret by telling everybody about it.
Well, we're not going to be able to afford that membership anyway.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter. But anyway, stoners, there is this place if you're ever in LA. And so now they've changed it where you either have to have a membership or be staying at the hotel to be there. It used to just be open to the public every day. And it's called Calamigos Ranch, and it's in Malibu. And it is just honestly the most amazing place. It is just curated so cute. Like the decor is amazing. The spa was like, the massage was so great and just everything about it. Then, so we got massages, which were amazing. And then we had dinner or like a lunch and the food, which thank goodness they had like burgers and I got the French toast, which was amazing. And those crab cakes were insane.
I let you have most of those.
The food was so freaking good. The spa was amazing. And then just hanging out on the grounds. I mean, like, it is a massive property. And just beautiful waterfalls everywhere. It is just the most, you do not feel like you're in LA at all.
That's what I loved about it, is it's like a total escape. And even though it's like close to Malibu, kind of like in the canyon, would you say? I guess like, yeah, right? Like in the canyon a bit?
Yeah, it's actually in the canyon.
Which is very cool. And you just don't feel like you're in LA at all. It is curated so cute. It's a great little hotel resort, great pool, great food, like she said. And yeah, I think it's kind of cool that you have to be a hotel guest to go, because otherwise I could see it getting like super packed. And I think like having it be less people is good, because for me, like what I loved about it was like the peace and tranquility in the middle of chaotic Los Angeles, you know?
And it was just like, usually places like that are bougie. I hate, because like the staff is also bougie. Not at all. The waiters were amazing. The people in the spa were incredible. Like everybody was friendly, and it was just like, families. Like, there were games, there were like horseshoes and all these different little games you could play. Did we see tennis courts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tennis courts and pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
So it just like has so many things. And the really cool thing is if you're at the hotel or you are a member, you can call ahead and they will take you down to the beach. We didn't do this, but you can go down to the beach and then they have like your chairs set up with towels and like it's just you're very catered to. We didn't do that that day. It was kind of cold here. And so we didn't get to do that, which would be so much fun. But it was just me and Molly and Brandy went for just and just literally had the best time. Like, it was so incredible. It was for Brandy's birthday. And I don't know, I couldn't have think of anything I would have loved to do more. And so we did that and then we got home and then the next day we went to, I always talk about Topanga Canyon, which like literally I should live in Topanga Canyon. I don't, but like if I ever did decide to move, which I've been thinking about lately, just like I've been in this house for a very long time and I don't know, I just feel like I've had a rebirth and I do love my house. I love my house. It's my sanctuary. But if I were going to live somewhere else, it'd be Topanga Canyon. And so the next day on Sunday, we went to Topanga and we went to all the little shops. And then we went to this place. It was called Inn of the Seventh Ray. And it's a restaurant right in Topanga Canyon. And it is just like magical. It is, it's older. It's been there for a very long time. But like, it is so cool. Again, you just don't feel like you're in LA. It is just like the cutest spot. And there's little gazebos and things. And if you call before, like you can, like your party can sit like under these little gazebo with twinkle lights. And it's just like such a cool place too. And so we did that on Sunday. And then we all went to my friend Susie's house. And it was so fun because it was me and Brandy and Molly. And then her two daughters, Lauren and Sarah, happened to be there. And so we just sat around and had just the absolute best time. And so it was like a perfect 2 days.
I got to say, so guys, I came from Cannes Film Festival straight to Los Angeles. And the thing I was actually going to LA for got canceled. I was only going out there for 2 days. And then I had to come home because I have a show in Tampa this weekend. I'm just a busy little bee. And I was so mad that I was flying all the way to LA for 2 days when my job got canceled. So, but I'm so glad that I went because I had the nicest time with my mom and sister. We spent 2 whole days together and it was just lovely. And honestly, somehow I really overcame the jet lag. Like I did it right because I slept through the night last night. I'm right on schedule. Like I didn't have any of that like up in the middle of the night shit that I usually get from jet lag. I feel great.
Well, that's awesome.
So it worked out.
Speaking of jet lagged, your sister, Noah, is just living her best life.
I know.
Guess where she's on her way to?
Germany? She's in Germany.
So Noah, yes, she's been in Germany and she's been traveling all over. And I'm so jealous because tomorrow morning for 2 or 3 days, she's going to be in Florence, Italy.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It's my favorite place, truly. I was just saying to Brandy the other day, Brandy and I, like 10 years ago, I had literally never, ever been out of the country before. Well, it had to be longer than that then.
It's pretty crazy, though, we did that trip, if you really think about it.
Insane.
Just the two of us. Like, neither one, that was before I started traveling, so neither one of us really had any idea what we were doing.
Zero. But Molly was going to be playing in London. And so for some reason, I had the great idea. I was like, let's go do something amazing over there, you know, since we're already going to be there. And Molly was in rehearsals. And so Brandy and I just went. And so we went to Italy the whole week before. And it was magical. We had the most amazing, like, we had a car service, which was wonderful to take us around and then a guide. And it was so amazing because he had lived there. He had lived in the Vatican City his entire life. And so he was so incredible to really show us like the culture and the ins and outs. And just, he was with us for like 3 or 4 days or something. And we got to do so many things. And it like, fast, but really got to explore so much in such a short period of time because we did have like a one-on-one guide. And we went to Florence, Venice.
Yeah, and Rome.
And Rome, yep. And then a little town I can never pronounce called San Gimignano.
San Gimignano, that's right.
And first of all, I mean, I loved Florence more than anything, but like it was the cutest little cobblestone streets and like just little, the cutest vendors and little boutiques, like set in these little, the tiniest pathways that are all like stone and everything's cobblestone. And it's just like magical. And you really do feel like you're just back in time and everything's slow. And it was my favorite trip. So anyway, your sister's getting to go there for a few days with her boyfriend.
That sounds nice.
I know. So much fun.
Well, I was just in Italy, so I really can't complain.
Ugh. Okay, I'm getting on my travel next year. Next year, I want to go to Switzerland and back to Italy.
You just tell me when. I am down.
Okay, does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding?
Yeah.
It does, me too. So hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
I've actually been taking Nutrafol for a long time, been a long time Nutrafol fan because I got some fine thin hair from Tish over here. And it really is just so easy. You get put on your auto ship. It shows up at your door on a schedule that works for you. And if you aren't familiar with which formula of Nutrafol to buy, you can go on their website and take their hair wellness quiz. And you just answer a few different questions and they'll tell you exactly what to take.
I already did that.
Oh, we did.
I actually love Nutrafol. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. Well, I hung out with Mom and MC for 2 days. I've been home for one. It's been absolute chaos. But I, even though it's been chaos, I'm just so happy to be home. Like, I love to travel. I love it. Love to explore. I love all of it. But man, do I love coming home. Like, I really do.
There is nothing like it.
There's just nothing better.
I know. It's so true. And honestly, going on vacation is exhausting.
It really is.
Honestly, getting there and back is just so difficult these days. Like, it's just like, it makes me not want to leave home.
I know. But you should leave home.
I know. And it's worth it. But God, it's such a hassle.
Yeah, it's a schlep.
And expensive.
Very. Oh my gosh.
Like you said, like, plane tickets right now are so outrageous. Hotels are insane. It's just crazy.
Rental cars, I didn't have to do that, but whenever you look at rental car prices, they're insane. I mean, everything's expensive right now, but
yeah.
I mean, I always feel like it's better to spend money on experiences and travel than it is to just spend money on stuff.
Well, you know, there's been a survey done.
There has.
And I know this because I have a show, Stoners, that I'm pitching around. And it's an unscripted show. And it has something to do with like millennials and different age groups. And there was a study that said people your age and younger would rather invest in experiences more than like a purse or clothing or something like that. They would rather invest in experiences.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a connection with experiences.
Yeah.
You know?
Very true.
So, am I boring you?
I'm just looking at your setup and it's such a freaking chaotic mess.
You know what? It's professional.
It's not. That's the thing.
That's okay.
Oh, geez.
What is so bad about it? It is messy.
It really reflects your personality, though.
It didn't used to.
Okay, stoners. My whole life, my mom has been so freaking like OCD and like so obsessive about her house being straight and everything in its place. And lately, when I've been going to visit, her shit is all a mess. Like, her house is a wreck. There's shit everywhere. And honestly, I kind of love it because I feel like you've really let loose and not been you're not so uptight now, and I think that makes you like enjoy life more.
It does.
But I do think you need to maybe get like a small handle on it.
I started after you told me. So it's a little crazy. Earlier today I really had it together, and then I got a little messy a minute ago, so I'm gonna have to straighten that up. But like, I was so OCD. Like, it made me absolutely
you were.
So here's the thing though. I'll go for a while and it'll get messy, but right now I'm back in OCD and I have got to get it all cleaned up immediately. And so literally this week we were supposed to be in Nashville and we didn't end up, me and Miley were, and we ended up not going. So
they never come visit me.
But anyway, so
she just
we didn't
skims
go,
over it.
We didn't go. So I left it on my work calendar that I'm out so I can clean for 3 days.
You little liar.
So I just took 3 days off so I can actually get my house back in order. It's mostly my closet.
Yeah.
What
the closet, the desk is that your whole desk situation
is
a nightmare.
It is insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, guys, her house smells like dog pee.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? I have two little dogs, not that little. And I don't know why, Bogey's little. But I do not know why, but they've all of a sudden started peeing on this rug, one of them. And I'm so annoyed because it's just, they never do it anywhere except on this one rug in this sitting area near the, front door. And it's so weird that it's only that exact one spot, but and I have not had that rug very long and I'm not throwing it out. So I don't know what to do.
I don't either. Okay. Well, bored the stoners enough. I'm not even stoned, then I can't talk.
Well, if any of the stoners have any solutions to that problem, or Brandy was saying they need to make...
Miley gave you a million solutions.
She did, but we need something to spray on it, like you said, so they don't go there.
Well, yeah, I was thinking with horses, they make stuff to spray so they don't chew and things like that. Like, there's got to be something. Or like, I remember when I was young and with the Christmas tree and the cats, there was something you could sprinkle around the tree so the cats didn't mess with the Christmas tree. I don't know. There's just got to be something like that. Something you can sprinkle or spray that makes them not want to pee there.
Okay, I'll look into that.
And if there's not something, we should invent that because we would be zillionaires.
I'm sure somebody did it.
But if not, let's patent that, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Even though, what do you make that out of?
I mean, I don't know. We need a scientist.
It could be like that poopery stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, poopery now makes potpourri for weed.
I sure do. They actually sent a care package here, and it's I have it saved for the next time you visit so that I can.
It is nice. I love that stuff. It is so good.
You need to start spraying that in your car because your car smells horrible.
But this could be called peepery.
Yeah, it could. You should hit them up and be like, hey, you should hit them up and say we want to collab.
I'm serious.
Love it.
Okay, that's my idea. I'm going to have Bill Sobel get on that.
Okay, let's do some DRMTs.
Okay, great.
Oh, that intro is so cute. Okay, hi, Station Randy. My name is Savannah. I am from Boston. And I just want some advice. So I am moving Richmond, Virginia in August, in a couple months. And I have never done anything like this before. I've never moved away from the place that I was raised. And the only person who I'm going to know down there is my boyfriend. I'm moving into my own apartment, so I'm going to be living alone. And I'm used to that. But I'm used to being in a place where I have my family and my friends as a support system. And I'm not going to have that. I'm just wondering if you have any advice about, like, how to make new friends when you're in a completely new, kind of probably uncomfortable environment. And just how to, like, live your life and be happy with, like, all of these new changes that are coming up. I love the show. I'm so happy you guys are back. Thank you so much for everything. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Okay, well, before you move to Richmond, I just booked a gig in Boston on June 17th, so make sure you come out to that. And yeah, you got any advice for her, Tiz?
Well, I was just thinking, so it sounds like she lives in Boston, which I love Boston. It is
you
an amazing
city.
Yes, I love Boston. And I mean, Richmond, Virginia is, I mean, it is a far, 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 like, it's complete. It could not be more different than Boston.
Yeah, true.
So, first of all, I was just wondering, and you got to call back in and let us know. No judgment at all. Just curious. It sounds like he lives in Virginia, maybe, right? In Richmond, is that why you guys? And so, I was just wondering why you guys aren't going to live together. You know, and like, since you don't know anyone else there and all that. But anyway, I think, you know what, it's like, I think it would be scary, but also somewhat completely exciting and fun, new, and also like such a chance to like meet new people and kind of get out of your comfort zone. And it just sounds like such a new chapter that I think it sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'd just like to say that I am all for separate apartments. I think it's great that you want to have your own space and that you're independent enough that you can live alone and not need to move in with him. I actually think it's healthy for people to have space and not be on top of each other all the time. And you've got plenty of time to move in with him if that's what you guys decide. So don't let Tizzle deter you on that.
I was
that.
Just curious.
Yeah. I will say, I do feel like it is hard to meet people as you get older. Because when we're young, it's like you have school for that or you have work for that. So I don't think she said like what she does for work. So maybe that could be a good place for her to meet people. But I think that like, I just remember like when I moved to Denver, I used to go and like work at coffee shops a lot. And I feel like that is a good place where you could like make friends. Like if there's other people there like working and you like strike up a conversation with somebody, I feel like coffee shops are kind of a good like place to meet people.
Or the parking lot in Topanga Canyon.
Are you okay? Did you get the Pamelo?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
But anyway, no, I think that was good. And I wasn't saying it was good or bad. They were living in separate apartments. I was just curious.
Yeah, you were just curious. I know.
I'm just like, I need the tea.
Right.
On everybody and everything.
Mm.
I feel like everybody comes to me with all their stuff.
Uh-huh. I don't know. And like why?
Everyone. You know it's true.
Yeah, it is. All right, girl. Well, come to my Boston show. We can chat about this some more.
Randy, this is Sammy from New York. Love you guys. Love the pod. So happy you're back. My question is about how did you teach your kids about ignoring haters or bullies? So for some context, I have a 13-year-old daughter who loves to sing and dance and perform, and she's very talented. She's in a couple Broadway shows now, and she's decided, like, this is what she wants to do. So recently, though, she's been getting just some mean comments, and, you know, 13-year-old girls, they're just mean. And I think she's kind of dealing with some bullies. So I don't know. I don't ever know, like, what do I say to her? How do I help her not pay attention to that? You know, and I'm sure, obviously, MT, your kids have had this on a much bigger scale, but I don't know. What do I say? Do I tell her, like, oh, they're just jealous? Do I tell her just ignore them or fight back? You know, I don't know. What do you guys think? Love you guys.
This has been a crazy topic for the last 2 days with Domina. And yes, because there's been a lot on the news about our children and social media and what it does to them. And honestly, this topic just ticks me off because The thing about it is, like, I've had to have so many of these talks with mostly Noah, but, like, you know, Molly too, when she was younger and she started getting that. And it was so new then. And honestly, I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, I don't, and like, I've just never, ever, ever, like, had a back side of me that would be a bully or like, my worst nightmare is hurting someone's feelings, like, for real. Like, you know me. Like, I don't even want to, like, send something back if it's cooked wrong because I don't want to hurt the freaking guy's feelings, you know? Like, I don't, like, I just don't. So people and kids who literally bully like that and say mean things, like, I just don't get it. I mean, it is just such a thing now, and it's so foul. And I think social media is just, like, the worst. But, like, literally, I think too, like, no matter what you say to your child, no matter what, they still read it and feel it. And, like, and the comparing themselves to, like, girls that are so filtered and had plastic surgery and there's the perfect lighting. And the honest truth is, they don't look anything like that. And that our kids, like, compare themselves to that standard. And honestly, like, they really were talking the last 2 days on CNN about the actual damage it can cause to our kids' brains and nervous system and the anxiety that it causes that leads into health problems later, because it actually has, you know, like, it's damaging to your body to be under that much stress. And I think it is so stressful. So, I mean, the only thing you can do is just, like, really talk to your daughter about it and try to make her understand that. I mean, cause I just, like, what I just would always say, like, would you ever do that to someone? Like, my, like, it's just, like, so, it's just not nice. I mean, it's just not.
I have a vivid memory of elementary school. I used to get made fun of a lot and kind of bullied, I guess I'd say, about my dad being so famous. Mm. And I have a vivid memory of you guys being like, you tell those kids that, yeah, your dad is Billy Ray Cyrus and he is famous. And because of that, you live in a big old house on, yep, a bunch of land with a lot of horses and you've got a great laugh. Exactly. And I was like, okay.
No, it's just like, just people are mean. And I, you know, it's just like, it's just, and you can't not have social media these days. Like, you, like, even work, even you do an interview and they look at your social media, like, it's just so crazy. But I think it's just having those open conversations and trying your best to make her understand. But it is tough. And
because it's even, like, I feel, yeah, like the easy, it would be easy to say, like, just ignore it. But I don't know if that is the best thing to just say, like, ignore it, because I think it's hard to ignore it. I don't know. I don't really know. We need to get an expert on that can talk
about
that. One
time Molly got bullied in school, and don't think I wasn't right over up there. Like, I was having a meeting at the principal.
Oh, God. I'm sure
she was
you
so
were.
Embarrassed. She was, like, begging me not to. And I was like, oh, no, we need to have the mothers all here.
You're insane. If only you had
been
a stoner back then.
Don't mess with my babies.
Could you imagine how great it would have been if you were a stoner back then?
Oh, I would have been a totally different human. I would not have been putting up with the stuff that I've put up with in this lifetime. Nope.
Oh, that is
Yeah. The great thing is, let's just talk about Dom for a second. He honestly, stoners, honestly, remember when you guys congratulate me and how happy you were?
We can, like, freaking go.
I just, like, I literally, like, I know it was a gift from Mammy. That's what I know, is because Mammy passed away. I got a divorce. I was literally psychologically coming unglued. And literally, like, a friend and I were just having fun, and she literally dared me to DM Dom, and I did. And then he said, I have a crush on you. And I said, I have a crush on you. And then we just have never been apart ever since. And he literally
never.
You just don't understand how great he is, stoners. He, like he literally treats me like a absolute queen, and is just so sweet and so respectful and so awesome. And wait, I forgot why I was talking about this.
I was gonna say, are you done yet?
Now I forgot what I was going to tell you guys. I don't know.
Okay, well, moving on. We got a couple more voicemails.
Okay, I'll come back to it.
Hey, Brandy. Hey, Tish. I can't believe I'm finally calling in. I have been wanting to tell you guys this story for so long. Okay, I'm just going to, like, get right into it. It'll make sense in a second. But I used to be a flight attendant back in, like, 2018. And when I was a flight attendant, I was going through Instagram stories. And I, Brandy specifically, and I come across this picture of a pilot and a flight attendant walking through the hallway in a hotel, and Brandy had posted like redemption with Pilot Pete and Olivia, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know exactly who that is. I recognized that bald head right away, and I knew who the girl was because I had just seen him at the airport like 2 days ago. So I call up my coworker, and I was like, girl, are you at, I think it was like at the Hyatt Hotel, because Brandy, I think you were traveling around, like touring at the time, and I think you were just spending one night in Salt Lake City. So I call her up, and I was like, are you staying at this hotel right now? She was like, oh my gosh, how did you know that? And I was like, well, I saw it on Instagram, and I sent her the picture. She was freaking out because her and that guy were having an affair together. Anyways, I was like, you know, if you just turned around, like, maybe you could have met Brandy, and that would have been really cool. Anyways, basically, I was the only one to find out that they were cheating, like, her husband wasn't following you or anything, but I did tell everyone in my family, and I did tell, like, one other flight attendant. Anyways, I just wanted to share that story with you for so long, because I just thought it was too funny, like, what are the freaking odds? So, anyways, you guys, love the podcast, I'm so happy you guys have it back on, and if I hear myself on your guys' podcast, I'm going to freak out. Okay. All right, love you guys. Bye.
So you're telling me that I uncovered...
Yes.
I uncovered an affair?
People without cheating even knowing? On their spouses. So you must have just been... You just, like, were videoing, walking down a hall to random people, and it happened to be somebody she knows, and she saw them at that hotel cheating together.
So I don't know where the Pilot Pete and Olivia comes in, because she said that in the beginning of the message. I'll have to go back and listen, because I don't know, like, what that had to do with it really, but it sounds like, I like posted a video. I have a vague memory of, like, what she's talking about in Salt Lake, where
too.
I saw, like, a pilot and a flight attendant, like, going to a hotel room together. And maybe it was when Pilot Pete was the bachelor, and I don't know why I would post that, but maybe I was like, ooh, look, pilots are trash. They cheat on their women or whatever, making a joke, but that's actually what was happening. Because, you know, pilots have that reputation.
I was just thinking that it would be so fun to be a private investigator.
You are so weird.
I did.
Oh, why are you so crazy?
Guys, do we need to start that?
Sorry, you would be terrible.
Stoned. Sorry, we're stoned.
No.
Private detective.
No, you would be very bad at that.
We can be like Charlie's Angels.
No.
Absolutely not.
Could you imagine Tish on the Pamelo trying to uncover
Brandy,
an investigation? No.
Me and Pamelo should be the new Charlie's Angels, old versions. How cute would Pamela and I be as Charlie's Angels? The new...
You guys run with that.
Tish and Pam is so cute.
Oh my God.
Okay, moving on. I'm out of it.
You're nuts.
But I do think it's a great idea. I have to put up a few cute pics of me and old Pam.
Okay, great.
I just love her.
That was a chaotic damn tea, but I kind of loved it.
Do we have any... It was the bit... Like, she spilled the damn tea.
I know, it was good.
I mean, she brought the tea.
when she first started talking about flight attendants on my Instagram story, I thought she was going to talk about, remember when we were in Greece and there was that hottie flight attendant that we were all obsessing over, and me and Noah videoed him and put him on our stories. I thought that's nuts. What she was going to tell me. I thought she was going to tell me she was on that flight. We were so embarrassing.
You were so embarrassing. It was insane.
I think it was worse than Miley and me courtside at the Knicks game.
Nothing tops that.
I don't know. Noah, she can't keep her mouth freaking shut. And she was being so loud mouthed about it. It was nuts.
And she was probably only 13.
Literally.
Yeah.
I think she's a little older, but. Well, all right. Well, you got any off limits? You been watching anything or no?
No, but have you heard that Jennifer Aniston is dating Kev Costner?
No.
I heard that. And honestly,
that's juicy.
I feel like it's good.
I do too.
I mean, like, they don't need anything from each other. She's got as much money as him, and well, probably not quite as much, but a lot. And yeah, maybe she has that much. And
maybe she, yeah.
They're kind of a good age. Like, I like it.
I can see it.
Because she can't have kids. I mean, she's old as me. And then he's already got a bunch. So she'll just have a built-in family. Like, I kind of love this duo.
I'm kind of into it.
Me too.
Well, that's cool.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd drop.
I started a new show.
What?
Wells has already gotten into it a bit on YFT, so I won't bore you guys that listen to both pods, but I just started Silo. It's the new Apple Plus show. It's sci-fi. It's set in it's like a dystopian future. So it's like set in the future and basically like, you know, something freaking happened to the planet. And so they build this underground silo where a community of 10,000 people live in this like silo underground. And the only way like up and down is to like walk all the levels. It takes like days to get to the bottom and to the top and whatever.
That sounds terrible.
No, it's amazing. And so basically, long story short, like there's like, you know, they say like you can't go outside because like you'll die after minutes of being outside because like the air is poisonous and all these things. And of course, there's people that question that. And they're like, is it really? Or are they just telling us that to keep us here? And it's like that whole situation. Mm. It's very good.
It sounds, you love dystopian.
I love sci-fi.
Oh, you always have.
I know.
Yeah, but this one sounds like something I might like.
It's good. And the lead girl is amazing. I'm obsessed with her. And she doesn't really come into play until like episode 3. You know who's the lead in the first episode is Rashida Jones. You know her?
Ah, love.
She's so good. So she's in the first two episodes and she's amazing. And then like in episode 3, this other lead kind of comes in and I'm obsessed with her. She's such a badass. She's like the lead mechanic and like keeps the whole silo like working basically. She like keeps the generator running and it all depends on her. And she's just super badass and cool. And it's a great show. I'm so into it. The only thing I don't love is that you got to wait one, you know, every week for a new episode, which drives me freaking crazy.
It drives me crazy too. I can't do it. Wait, so did you say Apple?
Apple Plus, yeah.
I think they're doing some really good things right now.
They've always been doing some really good things.
They are. Yeah.
Okay, you got any baked goods?
Do I? Look on my account. I don't think so.
Let me see.
The only baked goods I got is the Pamela Anderson.
Mom!
I'm saying run to the nearest dispensary immediately.
No, it's stoners, so it's scary. You don't need that. So here's some K-Swiss women's sneakers.
For my tennis.
K-Swiss?
So Dom and Susie.
Oh, I see that you got Dom matching K-Swiss.
Because we're on the same team in doubles.
Right.
So anyway.
What are you doing with a long probe, deep use soil moisture meter?
I got it right here because I'm going to show the stuff. Literally, stoners, genius. I did not know these existed until I went and got another plant the other day. And this girl said, like, water is really important on this one. Not too much, not too little. And she goes, I killed a gazillion of them until I got one of these.
That is insane.
So you stick it in the soil all the way, and it really should be dried out most plants before you rewater. And this tells you if it's dry or not at the root. And she said now she doesn't kill any plants at all. So I wanted to tell the stoners, genius. You are hilarious. Literally plant water meter.
Got it. Well, other than that, all you've got are reading glasses.
Yes, I need to get it.
This lack of color desert hat that she wore the whole freaking time I was in LA.
It is so good. Although I will say, lack of color, a small needs to be the small. Like, I still had to stuff it with a bunch of crap because it was still too big. And why
I need to order you the hat sizers that I have.
I just don't understand why everybody doesn't put the Alaska, you know, I'll just make the little thing that you can pull it and it gets tighter.
I don't really like that little thing.
I love it.
No, I don't like that.
Well, this is here's just still too need. Big.
Hat size tape. I'm going to put this in your cart.
Okay, great.
This is what I use to size my hats.
Does maybe it really we'll put stick this up inside the there?
Yeah, it does. And it's never come off of any of mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
It's sticky. I just stuck it in your cart. We'll also post for the stoners. Guys, this stuff is so easy to use. It's just foam with sticky stuff on it, and you put it on around the brim like of your hat to make it smaller, basically. And I have a really small head. I wear a child size riding helmet. So I always have to put these in hats when I buy them, but they work and they're so cheap.
That, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So, okay, well, I'll
you
do that.
Do.
Yes, I do. Oh,
then why
don't
you buy any?
I also, I've been painting a chair, a peacock chair that was orange, and I decided I wanted it to be a pretty sagey green. And so I went and bought just sage green Rust-Oleum paint, and it is the most beautiful color. So if you guys need any outdoor furniture spray painted, like that's looking tough and want a new color, like the sage green Rust-Oleum is so gorgeous. Like, it is amazing. So that's what I was going to do this Labor Day weekend, is finish that, but it is absolutely freezing here. Awful. It's just I don't understand why we are in like winter in California still. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I was going to do.
Well, it's nice and hot here.
I'm just going to hang out with Dominic for the weekend.
Well, if you had come to Nashville like you were supposed to, you could be enjoying some nice sunshine summer weather.
Are you serious?
It's beautiful.
It's terrible here. But anyway, okay, well, I'm going to start solo.
I think we have a guest next week.
Yeah, we do have a guest next week.
Give the stoners a little teaser.
So couple of years ago, they had this husband and wife started a company called Jane LA, and they have their own brand of weed, and it was so good. It was kind of like the Pamela, gave me energy, just made everything really fun. And so we just stayed connected, and I just loved them because they were a small business and they started it themselves. And so I just asked them if they'd want to come on and hang with us stoners, and they said they'd love to. So we're going to have them on. I'm excited.
Cute.
Yeah, I love them.
All righty. Well, that's exciting.
Okay.
We love you guys.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to smoke the Pamelo next week just for at the very end of the episode so the stoners can experience it.
I don't even know. Like it's so great. And like, I'm wondering, like, is it everywhere, or is it just some little, who made the Pamela? Like, who came up with that?
Can you
that
post
genius?
It on your Instagram?
Yes.
I bet if you post it and ask, I bet somebody will hit you and say, like, I did.
I'm so obsessed. It is so insane. And honestly, the little case, you can just keep it because it's like a hard plastic case of little pre-rolls. And like, it's so cute because you could use that forever, the little case. And it says Pamela Anderson with a blonde bombshell. It's so good.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.